Tomorrow marks 1 year since the U.S. Supreme Court issued its decision that removed the constitutional right to an abortion. Since the ruling, Massachusetts has seen little of the political turmoil that other states have experienced. But subtle changes are disturbing abortion rights supporters and opponents. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Before last spring, Dr. Lolly Delibovi rarely saw patients from states beyond New England.
No, we really didn't. But then, you know, the minute that the leaked opinion came out and then the Dobbs decision, we just started seeing people from basically everywhere in the South.
Where states have passed abortion limits or bans in the year since the Dobbs decision. Delibovi turns to a map on her office wall. Red, green, and yellow flag-shaped pins mark the home states of 90 patients who've traveled to this Brookline clinic for an abortion over the past 12 months. 22 red flags dot the Lone Star State.
As you can see, there have been a lot that have come from Texas. There have been 9 that have come from Florida, Georgia, pretty much everywhere.
Overall, Massachusetts is not seeing an influx of distant state patients. Delibovi may be seeing more than other clinics because she's one of the more affordable options. Still, she says, it's the patients with resources who come.
That's what makes me eternally sad is, you know, who's not coming.
Delibovi worries that maternal mortality rates could rise in states with strict abortion limits or bans. To ease any legal concerns about traveling to Massachusetts for an abortion, advocates are focused on a new bill. It was crafted in response to measures in Texas and other states that allow civil lawsuits against people who help a patient get an abortion.
So what we're worried about is that someone travels to Massachusetts for care and their cell phone is tracked.
Rebecca Hartholder is the president of Reproductive Equity Now.
And an anti-choice actor in their state buys the data and uses it to prove that they had an abortion and tries to go after them for that abortion care.
Hartholder sees the proposed sales ban as an extension of a law passed last summer. It affirmed the right to an abortion and added protections for clinicians who perform abortions from out-of-state investigations. While state leaders rally to boost abortion rights, groups opposed to abortion in Massachusetts have felt increasingly under attack.
It's been so divisive and so, in many ways, nasty. We were not prepared for that.
Teresa Larkin is the executive director at Your Options Medical. It's a small network of pregnancy centers with medical licenses that do not offer abortions. The website says so in bold letters. Pregnancy centers across the country have become a target for critics who say they mislead or undermine people seeking guidance during a pregnancy. Last summer, someone spray-painted a threat on Larkin's clinic in Revere.
It's not fair to centers that are doing things right, that are being honorable, to paint everybody with the same brush.
Larkin worries the malice will increase later this year when the state launches a $1 million public awareness campaign about the, quote, dangers of pregnancy resource centers. This week, a woman filed suit against a center in Worcester, claiming clinicians failed to detect an ectopic pregnancy. Massachusetts Citizens for Life defends the care delivered at pregnancy resource centers. The group, working with Larkin and others, has created an alliance to promote their work. David Franks chairs the board at Mass Citizens for Life.
The thing we've always done as a movement, and we've done very well, is to take care of women in crisis pregnancies. And that's expanding that is essential to what we think has to happen in a post-Dobbs world.
Frank and Larkin say they hope to find common ground with abortion rights supporters on this point, providing pregnancy care. But that would have to include abortion care, says Ellen Frank, interim CEO at Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts.
From our perspective, abortion is health care, period. I don't see a conversation where that would be any different for us.
Frank and others are focused on fighting efforts to ban abortion pills, another development in the year since the Supreme Court scuttled the right to an abortion. An appeals court decision on that matter is expected soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.